Hello, it's the 18th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. According to the official NHS figures, which capture patient wait times for mental health services, 18 weeks is the maximum wait period, with the majority being treated within 6 weeks. However, these timeframes may be vastly underestimated. The East London NHS Trust, through the Bedfordshire Wellbeing Service, define treatment several ways, ranging anywhere from a self-help leaflet to a webinar or a group session. Under the criteria, targets are being met. However, most patients battling severe mental health issues view help as a one-to-one, face-to-face therapy session, with many patients complaining that a group session may not be appropriate if the problem is of a personal nature. In that case, waiting periods of 10 months are more typical. An event in Queen's Park aims to demystify and raise awareness around menopause. The community centre on Marlborough Road at All Saints Church will serve as host from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. this evening. Wizz Air passengers passing through London Luton Airport could face delays due to a potential strike action. The UK's largest union, Unite, which represents the baggage handlers and check-in personnel at the airport, is proposing the action against subcontractor GH London Group Handling Services. They cite the company's consistent inability to pay wages on time and their repeated failure to address changes in sick pay. A special blessing of the River Great Ouse, our environment and nature will take place this Sunday, the 20th of March. The short ritual, conducted by the Vicar of St Paul's, will take place at the Butterfly Bridge, connecting St Mary's Gardens with Riverside Bedford, just after 11 a.m. That's it for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.